This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise and thanks belong to Allah the Most High. We thank Him and we seek His help and aid and ask Him to forgive us and protect us from the evil of ourselves and the sins that we commit. Indeed, whosoever Allah guides, no one can lead astray, and whosoever Allah leads astray, no one can guide. And I testify that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah alone, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His slave and messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah, and the best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the worst of religious matters are those that are innovated. Every religious innovation is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is misguidance, and every misguidance will be in hellfire. Amma ba'd. There's a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that teaches us several important things, and I want it to be the topic for today's khutbah bi-idhnillah. He says, إِنَّ مِنَ النَّاسِ مَفَاتِيحَ لِلْخَيْرِ مَغَالِيقَ لِلشَّرِّ وَإِنَّ مِنْهُمْ مَفَاتِيحَ لِلشَّرِّ مَغَالِيقَ لِلْخَيْرِ. He says, among people are those who are keys to good and locks for evil. And among them are those who are keys to evil and locks for good. فطوبى لمن جعل الله مفاتيح الخير على يديه وويل لمن جعل الله مفاتيح الشر على يديه. He says, then Allah, then He says, good tidings, good news, Jannah, for the one that Allah had made or had given the keys for good and had put them in his hands. And woe to one whom Allah had put the keys of evil in his hands. This hadith tells us something important about the type of people that we are, could be, and we encounter. And about the choices that we have, and the consequences of these choices. And also tells us about the nature of things in this life. And that everything in this life has a door, and has a key that opens that door and leads to it. And Ibn al-Qayyim affirms all of this, and he says, وَهَذَا مِنْ أَنْفَعِ أَنْوَاعِ الْعُلُومِ. Of the best and most beneficial types of knowledge is for you to know the keys to the doors of good and evil. Because he says, rahimahullah, everything in this life, good or evil, has a door to it. And all these doors have keys. And I want you, inshallah, to visualize and think and imagine yourself waking up every day and you have in your hands a set of keys. And as you're walking throughout the day, you have the option of opening certain doors and closing certain others. And the doors are the doors to big warehouses. And once you open this door, these keys are small keys in your hand, but once you open that door, you unleash, you open, you let out whatever is inside these warehouses, great good or great evil. That's the choice that we have every day. And this is what the Prophet ﷺ has said. You're going to encounter these types of people. And you can be either of those two types of people. You see, subhanAllah, some who start wars and conflicts and massacres and mass murders in this life. And there are those who save innocent lives. There are those who spread virtue wherever they can go. And teach wherever they can go. And feed people wherever people are in need. And there are people who do the opposite. Spread decency wherever they go. And drive people into hunger and thirst and death wherever they can for the sake of wealth and self-benefit. There are people who, when they enter a room or come into a country or a city or a neighborhood, the net goodness increases and you feel better around them. And they chase away the whispers of the shaitan and solidify in your heart reliance upon Allah Azza wa Jalla. And if you're inclined towards evil, they bring you back. And if you're mistrusting Allah and His Prophet or His religion, they secure your heart. And if you're having trouble in your life, they console you. And if you're sad, they'll make you happy. And if you are weak, they'll assist you. And if you need help, they are there for you. Keys for good. And if someone says something bad about you behind your back, they'll defend you. And if they know that you're in trouble, if they cannot help you, they don't make your situation worse. If they hear rumors, they don't spread them. If they find falsehood in deeds or falsehood in actions, they suppress it. They are locks for evil. And there are people who do the exact opposite. If they hear a rumor, they listen attentively and even spice it up and spread it. Because this is what they do. If they find you seeking halal, they discourage you and try to turn you towards the haram, because the haram, after all, is more rewarding and more interesting and more fun to go to. If they find you relying upon Allah Azza wa Jal, they become agents of the shaytan. And they will tell you, will you trust Allah Azza wa Jal? Won't you that lead you to poverty? Won't that take away from what you have in this life and leave you and your family destitute? They weaken your iman and increase your doubt. You feel when they are around you, uncomfortable. Keys for evil and locks for good. When we ask, where does this come from? How do people become this or that type? How can I be a person who is a key for good, opens it wherever he or she is, and a lock for evil, suppresses it and stops it wherever he or she may be? How can I be such a person? First of all, we say that this is a hibah, a rahmah, a gift from Allah Azza wa Jal. So you have to ask Allah for it.
Meaning you have to say, Ya Allah, grant me the power to be a good power for good, a key for good in this life, in my family, in my neighborhood, in my ummah. Do not make me a key for evil. Don't make me of those who stop good whenever they find it, either for selfish reasons or for whatever reasons. Don't make me of those, Ya Rabbal Alameen. So first of all, you have to ask Allah for it. But also beyond that, you need to do something. You need to feel the urgency of being a source for good and a suppressant for evil. You need to feel the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal, when He gives you an opportunity, He's given you an opportunity to save you. You need to feel that every single opportunity for you to do something that is good might be the opportunity that will save you from hellfire. And that Allah is sending you this gift for a reason. And that if you don't take advantage of it, it may go away and may never come back. If you do not seize the opportunity, then it will go away. And if you really look at your life every day and every hour as a gift that Allah gives to you to escape damnation and hellfire and attain the highest pleasures in paradise, then you will be a key for good. If you feel that part of being a key for good or a key for evil is what you do and what people will follow when they imitate you, you'll understand that when people imitate you, you become also a source, a model for good or bad. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is by the way also being good, a key for good or evil, he said, "Man sanna sunnatan hasana falahu ajruha wa ajru man amila biha ila yawm al-qiyamah wa man sanna sunnatan sayyi'a ila akhir al-hadith." He says, "So one who does something good and people follow him and imitate him, he'll have its reward and the reward of those who follow him." This is a key for good. Because when he started doing something, he opened the door and people saw. And by the way, you almost can never escape people imitating you. Almost can never escape it. Because the way that you dress and the way that you talk and the choices that you make, what you eat, where you go, where you vacation, people know about it. And when they know about it, you will be a motivation for them. You'll be one other person who did that thing, and more for a reason, more of a reason for me to do that particular thing. So if you do that and you open its door and it's good, you'll have the reward of everybody who had followed you. And if you do that and it's evil, you will have the sin of everyone who was inspired by you, or that you've inspired. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ, he said in the hadith, the meaning of it is that no one who is killed unjustly on the face of this earth, except that a portion of that sin will go to whom? To the child of Adam, who killed his brother. لِأَنَّهُ أَوَّلُ مَنْ سَنَّ الْقَتْلِ. Because he is the first person who introduced killing and murder on this earth. So when we introduce something, that is a key. So we have an option every day, whether it would be an inspiration for good or an inspiration for evil. And a prime example of a person who feels the urgency of being a key for good is Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said in one hadith that the people on the Day of Judgment from Jannah, from the gates of Jannah, the people of Salah will be called from the gates of Salah, and the people of Sadaqah will be called from the gates of Sadaqah, and the people of Fasting will be called from the gates of Ar-Rayyan. And then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu asked, "O Prophet of Allah, will a person be called from all of these gates?" Think about the question. This is a question of someone who wants to seize every single opportunity to come close to Allah Azza wa Jal. Does not feel or live his life as if he has been issued a clearance. You are in Jannah already and you are saved from hellfire already. He does not feel secure from the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if we feel the secure from the punishment of Allah, it only shows our ignorance. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said, yes, some people will be called from from all of these gates, and I hope that you'll be one of them. And in that other hadith where the Prophet ﷺ had asked the Sahaba, who among you visited a sick person today? Who among you followed a janazah today? Who among you did this? Who among you did that? And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said yes to each one of them. And the Prophet ﷺ said, they will never be combined in one person except that he will enter Jannah. This is a person who feels that urgency. Feels that if he does not take advantage of every single one of them, then Allah Azza wa Jal may send him to hellfire. And that every one of them, every single opportunity, might be the thing that saves you. So we want to know some of these keys, inshaAllah. What are some of the keys to the good that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is talking about? One is the nice good word that you speak. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةً. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran that He had given us the example of the good word as a good tree with firm foundations, and it branches, reaches high into the sky, frequently giving out its fruits. Now this word can be interpreted as La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. And this is the greatest key for every good. As is disbelief in Allah or shirk in Allah, the greatest key for every evil. The key to Jannah is this word. The key to Islam is this word. The key to learning Islam is this word. And the key to evil is shirk in Allah Azza wa Jal. And we can add to this bi-idhnillah that learning the Quran and the Sunnah of your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the key to all good as well, because you will not know what good is and how to avoid it except through these two sources, and you will not know what evil is and how to avoid it except through these two sources. So the Tawheed and the Quran and the Sunnah of your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but also the good word that you say. You can have an angry person, agitated person in front of you, and you can speak few soft, gentle words and turn him into a nice, calm person. Or you can have a nice, calm person standing in front of you and say few evil words and turn him into an agitated, angry person. The words that you say are keys. And you can change every situation that you're in based on those keys. So choose for yourself what keys you choose, what language that you use, because it will have consequences. And now you know that you have the keys in your hands. If you say good, if you are gentle in general, Allah will give you gentleness as a consequence. And if you're rough and evil, Allah will give you roughness as a consequence. ما كان الرفق في شيء إلا زانه ولا نزع من شيء إلا زانه أو كما قال. If you're gentle in your affairs, your consequences will be best. And if you're rough in your affairs, the consequence will be evil. So the nice word. Also sadaqah. Sadaqah is a key for Allah's mercy and for extinguishing His anger and for bringing Allah's barakah into your wealth. And sadaqah is also an assistance. You're helping others. So if you want Allah to help you, you bring Allah's assistance through that key. What is this key? Helping others. Because if you assist them, then Allah will assist you. And anyone who is in need, who is in trouble, who is distressed, who is depressed, we will tell you, you want Allah to solve this for you, use the key. And one of those keys, and we'll talk about others inshallah, but one of those keys, go on to assisting others so that you can bring on to yourself the assistance of Allah Azza wa Jal. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُهُ. الحمد الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه وأصلي وأسلم على رسوله محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We said that assisting others is one of the keys that brings the assistance of Allah Azza wa Jal and His aid to your life. And you can assist Him with whatever you can. If you can actually solve their problem, then go ahead and do it. Because Allah had given you the power to do that. And if Allah had given you the power and opportunity, then what does He want from you? To actually help them. So it's a rahmah from Allah given to you that you can help another person. If you cannot help them except partially, then help them partially. If you cannot help them except with few gentle and nice words, reminding them that the help of Allah is near, that they should be patient, that they should be more reliant upon Allah, and then this is the help that you can offer, and this is what Allah wants from you. And even if you cannot even do that, if you are distant, if you are far, but you hear about them, أَعْجَزُ النَّاسِ مَنْ عَجَزَ عَنِ الدُّعَاءِ. The weakest and helpless of people is the one who cannot make dua. Then you make dua for them, and dua is another key. And most people are not aware that the dua is a key. We'd be in trouble, we'd be in harm, we'd be in need, and be talking to this person and that person trying to find a solution. And there always will be one door that we have not knocked, and this is the door that leads us to Allah Azza wa Jal. We haven't raised our hands and say, "Ya Allah, help me with this particular problem." It doesn't have to be a big problem. Sometimes the minor problems, we forget to ask Allah, "Ya Allah, help us to solve this issue. Ya Allah, intervene on our behalf. Ya Allah, guide me unto the right solution." So dua for helping others and dua for yourself is a great key that brings upon you a solution from Allah Azza wa Jal. The mercy of Allah, patience, serenity to your heart. So dua also is another key. Ikhlas and sincerity and having a good intention. One of the greatest keys to have. There's a difference between a person who wakes up with a good intent every day and a person who wakes up with an evil intent. Even if you are not enabled by Allah to do good or evil in that day. But there is a difference between the two people. Because the person who wakes up and his intent is, I want to help others, naf'u nas. I want to be beneficial. And I want to do things that please Allah Azza wa Jal. Sooner or later, Allah will open the doors of benefit for him or her. Because Allah knows their intention. Sooner or later, because that's where they're looking, Allah will guide them so that they can see, this is how I can advance towards Allah. This is how I can climb a higher daraja and degree closer to Allah. Because I'm looking just like an investor who's looking for opportunities to invest. Will find those opportunities if Allah wills, because that's where He is looking. If you're not an investor, you're not going to see what He's seeing. So if you're an investor for Jannah, and that's where you're looking every day, Allah will guide you to that. A person who is seeking evil will find it. A person who is seeking harm will find it. Because the shaitan will guide him and her to it. So where is your intent? And if ikhlas and rahmah is in your heart, then Allah will guide you. And that is one of the best keys to have, working on your intention. Of it also is patience and thankfulness. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he said that, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ النَّصْرَ مَعَ الصَّبْرِ. Know that victory is coupled with patience. Meaning that if you want to attain something, overcome something, know that the best aid and tool and companion you can have with you is patience. And the Prophet ﷺ had promised you that if you are patient, then victory will be the outcome. This is something that is pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal. That Allah will assist you. So patience is a key for victory and a key for relief to come from Allah Azza wa Jal. If you are in trouble and you're waiting for that relief of Allah to come, never despair and never give up, but be patient and expect the faraj, the relief to come from Allah Azza wa Jal. And as long as you are patient and waiting for that relief, you're holding on to the keys of relief. Yes, the door may need some time to open, but the keys are in your hand and they are in the slot. You just have to be patient a little bit. And then thankfulness is also a key. A key for Allah to preserve whatever He has given you, and to bless it, and to increase it, and to protect it. That also is another key. So you have to think about the ni'mas of Allah upon you. All the ni'mas of Allah that He had given you. Don't focus on the negative and what is missing from your life. That is the lens of the shaitan. Focus on what is, subhanAllah, a blessing in your life. That is how Allah wants you to view your life. And when you see all these beautiful things in your life, then thank Allah for them. Even if they were few, but thank Allah for them. And if you thank Allah for them, Allah will bless them and make you happy with them, and then will increase them. And you may be happier than a person who has many times more than what you have. And that is because of thankfulness to Allah Azza wa Jal. Of the keys also to keep in mind is, as we said, rushing towards what Allah Azza wa Jalla loves. Rushing towards it. And staying away from the haram. And running away from it. That is, if you find an opportunity to do something that is good and beautiful and rewarding, don't say tomorrow. Don't say after an hour. Don't say, I will wait. As some of the Sahaba of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said something like, "Uhadhirukum sawfa." He says, I'm warning you about later. Later I will. I'm warning you about that. Because that is the drug that the shaitan gives to you to numb you, so that he can seal that opportunity away from you. You don't know if later will come. And if Allah had opened a door, as we said, He wants you to go in. If this is something that is pleasing to Him, and according to the sunnah of His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So enter that door, and take others with you, and promote it. Because then you will be of those who have the keys of good in their hands. And if there is any evil, what I say to Muslims is that every single Muslim has to be like a filter. Any evil that comes to you has to stop with you. Any bad rumor, any bad thought, any bad word has to stop with you. And should never be transmitted to any other person. It should die with you. And if you find people who are wasting their time with falsehood, with haram, advise them and offer the alternative so that they can come closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Suppress evil wherever you can. That is a person, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Tuba to him." What glad tidings I can give to him, and seek Allah's refuge from being or being around people who are keys to evil, who will not only enter but invite others to it. Because then these are doomed when they meet Allah Azza wa Jal. So Ya Rabbal Alameen, I ask you, Bi Rahmatika Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, give us in our hands the keys for good, Ya Rabbal Alameen. And take away from our hands the keys for evil. Ya Rabbal Alameen, make us models and imams in our families and in our communities who proceed to do good and are imitated in the good that they're doing. And Allah, protect us from doing evil and being imitated in the evil that we are doing. Ya Rabbal Alameen, if we find an opportunity to do good, make us of those who rush towards it and seize it and do not delay. And if we find an opportunity to do evil, make us of those who run away from it and suppress it and bury it, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, we ask you to facilitate for us a path to Jannah, and to take us away from hellfire and anything that brings us closer to it. Us and our families and our community and the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, we ask you that you forgive us our sins. The sins that we know about and the sins that we forgot about and we do not know about. Ya Allah, we ask you that you give us a sincere tawbah from all the sins that we have committed. And change our sins into good deeds, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your love and the love of your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And guide us to Jannah, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, we ask you that you bless the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and give them victory on this earth and give them strength after weakness, Ya Rabbil Alameen. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونسألك من خير ما سألك عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر.